Welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode, we're going to talk about how not to use a flash noseband. So flash nosebands are a dressage legal piece of tack, and they're popular with many riders. And these days, most bridles come with a flash attachment. However, recently, social media has seen quite a lot of complaints about the use, or should we say the misuse, of the flash noseband. So in this podcast episode, we're going to take a look at flash nosebands to find out why the flash has such a bad reputation, and also how this commonly seen item of bridal work should be fitted and used correctly. So first up, what is a flash? So a flash is a thin strap that attaches to the caviston noseband in the centre of the horse's nose. It goes around the horse's mouth, resting in the horse's chin groove, and it sits below the horse's bit. Now, many caviston nosebands now come with a flash attachment already sewn in, or you can purchase removable attachments separately. So now let's talk about how these should be fitted. So first up, the caviston part of the noseband should sit below the horse's cheekbones so that it doesn't rub them. Now this is approximately about 2 fingers below, depending on your horse's head conformation. So the noseband should not be so tight that it prevents the horse from moving its jaw, but at the same time it shouldn't be so loose that it bobs around on the end of the horse's nose, or that the noseband is pulled down the horse's nose when the flash is fastened. Now, the flash strap should be fitted so that it sits above the horse's nostrils and lays in front of the bit in the chin groove. And the buckle should be fastened where it won't rub, pinch, or put any extra pressure on the horse's nose. Now, this is usually at the side of the horse's muzzle, and then the straps should be tucked into a keeper to prevent it from flapping around. Now, you should be able to slide 2 fingers underneath the top caviston strap, and you must be able to fit 2 fingers stacked between the flash strap and the horse's nose. Now, an important indication of a correctly fitted flash noseband is that the horse is able to relax its jaw and to softly chew on the bit without being restricted in any way. So now that we know how to fit them, what is the purpose of a flash noseband? Well, it's thought that the flash noseband was originally invented to facilitate attaching a standing martingale to a regular caviston noseband. However, in dressage, a standing martingale is not permitted. So why are flashes so popular in dressage and what's their purpose? Well, despite what you might see out there on the competition circuit, a flash noseband is not there to forcibly crank the horse's mouth closed. The purpose of a flash for dressage horses is simply to keep a loose ring bit still and central in the horse's mouth. Now, if that's all it does, then what's the problem with flash nosebands? Well, sadly, many riders do use the flash noseband to fasten their horse's mouth shut, which does lead to some horrendous sights. Now, the more you try to force the horse's mouth closed, the more that you reduce the chances of creating a correct, soft, and accepting elastic contact. Now, in an attempt to protest against a tight flash, some horses may try to cross their jaws, some may shake their heads, and others may tilt at the poll. There are even some cases where the horse's tongue has turned blue because it has become trapped between the horse's teeth and clamped there by the flash. Now, if a flash noseband is fitted incorrectly, for example, if it's fitted too low and too tight, The pressure that it exerts over the horse's nostrils and sinus area can cause breathing difficulties, pressure points, and even nerve damage. Now also, a flash noseband is not designed to be used with a double bridle. However, some riders use a flash to force the horse to keep his mouth closed and to accept the double bits. However, that's not going to work and it will probably cause more problems. So let's talk about how this has came about. Why are riders using a flash to keep their horse's mouth closed? Well, if a horse opens his mouth during a dressage test, the rider will lose marks because it indicates a problem with the contact. Now, a shortcut that many riders take to fix this issue and to also sometimes instantly increase their dressage scores is to strap their horse's mouth closed using a flash noseband. Now, this is like putting a bandage over a large wound. Even though you can't see the problem, it's still there. Now, when it comes to training your horse for dressage, in the long run, shortcuts don't work. An over-tightened flash noseband does not train the horse to keep his mouth closed or to accept the contact, because as soon as the flash is removed or it's loosened, the problem will still persist. Simply forcing your horse's mouth closed won't achieve a soft, elastic, consistent contact. And a good dressage judge will mark you down if your horse is clearly unhappy in his mouth. In fact, you might even be eliminated on welfare grounds if the flash is adjusted in such a way that the horse appears distressed or is unable to breathe properly. Okay, so now let's move on to talk about reasons why horses may open their mouth. So if your horse has a contact issue and is constantly opening his mouth or coming against the bit, then you need to work out why. And here are a few possible reasons for you to consider. So there could be dental problems. The horse could have a poorly fitting bit. And we're not just talking about the size of the bit, but also the shape of the bit, because horses have different mouth conformations, and you need to make sure that the bit that you are using suits the size and the shape of your horse's mouth. You also need to take into consideration the rider's unsteady or backwards hands, because backwards pressure on the bit can cause the horse to open his mouth against the pressure. You also have to take into consideration a tight back or an incorrectly fitted saddle. This will prevent the horse from using his back fully and allowing the energy to flow over his back from his hind legs, enabling him to create a soft, elastic contact. You also need to take into account possible tension, loss of balance, or a combination of everything that we have just talked about. Now, on rare occasions, some horses do open their mouth, cross their jaw, put their tongue over the bit, etc., in an attempt to evade the contact. However, more often than not, this is a result of poor training and because the horse has previously had a contact forced upon him. Now, a correct contact sees the horse stretching forward to the bit to create a connection. Now, if instead the rider has tried to hold the horse's head with the reins or rides too much from the hand, then the horse will try to get away from the uncomfortable pressure being placed on the bit. Hence, he will learn to evade by opening his mouth. Now, balance is also another big factor that you need to consider, because a horse that loses his balance and falls onto his forehand can end up coming against the contact and opening his mouth. But this shouldn't be mistaken for the horse evading the contact. Instead, the horse is trying to use his head and the reins to rebalance himself. And to fix this issue, the rider needs to take more care in the preparation of exercises and also in the exercises and the movements that they are demanding from the horse in order to prioritise that the horse keeps his balance. The whole point of this is that an open mouth is generally a symptom of an underlying problem or problems. and a tight flash noseband may mask the issue, but it doesn't solve it. So to wrap this episode up, a flash noseband can be helpful for keeping a loose ring bit still and central in your horse's mouth. And when it's fitted correctly, it's not a bad piece of equipment. However, a flash noseband is not designed to force the horse's mouth closed, and it often creates more problems than it solves when it's used in this way. And remember that when using a flash, the horse should still be able to relax its jaw, and he should still be able to softly chew on the bit without being restricted in any way. Now, if you have any questions when it comes to this podcast episode, or if you have any other hints and tips that you would like to share with us, then please do so in the comments box at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. And to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other free stuff, our books, our training diaries and competitions, then please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you for taking the time to listen to our podcast, and we hope that you got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff, which is available on our website howtodressage.com, and pop by Amazon for our range of dressage books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.